The latest blunder couldn't have come as a worse time, as we've just mentioned, for the banking sector, as revelations of incompetence and misconduct seem to mount daily. Many customers say their confidence in banks is at an all-time low. Jonathan Hare reports.
The bad news hasn't stopped in recent weeks for Commonwealth Bank customers, and many, such as Belinda, are losing their patience.
This has just been an example of why my trust was responsibly removed. It's disappointing. I'm a long-term customer of the Commonwealth. I've stuck with them through thick and thin, but this is extremely thin.
And Belinda is thinking of switching banks.
Loyalty doesn't go very far these days. I think that losing records, that's a type of disloyalty to me, isn't it? In terms of I put my trust in them to retain my details, to do the right thing with those. If I did this in my line of work, I would have lost my job.
The CBA's problems are compounding almost on a daily basis. It's not a surprise to people like Jeff Morris, a longtime critic of the Commonwealth Bank. After working for them in 2008, he blew the whistle on the institution several times.
I must say, even I'm staggered. It's just like another Commonwealth Bank scandal. I mean, everything that can go wrong has gone wrong.
He didn't think he could be shocked by banking scandals anymore. He now says he was wrong.
I guess it's just another reflection of an organisation that was focused on cutting what were regarded as unnecessary costs to the bone. So it's the sort of thing that leads to these sort of problems. They cut back on what they regard as being just unnecessary costs like compliance and security and so forth.
Jeff Shannon runs a website called Unhappy Banking, which publishes complaints about various banks.
It's appalling what's happened, but it's not surprising because Narev was just like he ran it with an iron fist and he didn't care about the customers. All he cared about was profit, and they forgot what makes them the profit, and that's the customers.
Senior banking analyst Brett Lemesre from Shaw and Partners says CBA should have let its customers know about the incident years ago.
I think it's ridiculous that they wait until the story is broken by the media before they make some comment. They should have alerted all their customers so the customers could watch their own accounts carefully and not just rely on Commonwealth Bank watching them. Not only is it a problem that they haven't kept their customers up to date, but it shows another problem in the systems that they have, lack of accountability and willingness to come clean. We want to make sure that this is the end of the road for the problems. Hopefully that's the case, but we wait and see.
Senior banking analyst Brett Lemesre and Jonathan Hare and Sarah Sedgie with that report. The Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says the federal government and the Information Commissioner need to explain to people about what they knew about the breach and when and why it's taken years for people to find out about it.